Norfolk's own Keith Skipper has memories of his own role in the entertainment business. Here he recalls the time he had a small part playing opposite Last of the Summer Wine's Nora Batty at Norwich Theatre Royal. Here's Neil to tell you about Keith's time in Panto.
One of Norfolk show business history's most celebrated and ravished relationships springs to mind as I sift through romantic memories every St. Valentine's Day. Dick Condon, the Irish showman who transformed Norwich Theatre Royal into one of the most successful centres of culture and entertainment in Europe, turned daring matchmaker for Britain's greatest panto over at Christmas 1982. Cathy Staff, who played unlikely sex symbol Nora Batty in television's popular Last of the Summer Wine, and Bernie Clifton, madcap comedian charging around on an ostrich, headed an impressive cast. Impressive? Well, there was at least one dodgy egg in Mother Goose's nest, according to some hard-bitten observers of the cultural scene. "You'll never crack it," they warned. My big break was a cue for big reservations. Dick decided Nora Batty needed a Norfolk compo to make her feel more at home. The chosen swain would know one end of a pitchfork from another. Talk proper, wear a genuine scruffy look, and be reasonably conversant with mating habits of the ferret. The West End wasn't exactly brimming over with thespians flaunting such qualifications. I got the nod after convincing them I had really had graduated from RADA, Reefham District Academy of Rustics. I sought permission to change my proffered lines into genuine Norfolk and rush from behind my BBC Radio Norfolk Dinner Time show microphone to relish regular prods from Nora's animated broomstick. Mine was a cameo role, a walk-off part, as one colleague kindly described it. And so there was ample time to watch in admiration from the wings. Staying power is the key to a successful pantomime. A long run with two and sometimes three performances can tax the most energetic players. They have to remind themselves the next show needs to be just as fresh and vibrant for a new audience. Mother Goose enhanced the Theatre Royal's reputation for top-class seasonal fare. I didn't win an Oscar. The wonderful Walsing Waters apparently collected more votes than me. But it was a memorable experience, as well as a great relief to get through to Saturday, February the 12th, 1983, without causing any obvious discomfort to a troupe of true professionals. Cathy Staff eventually had to accept it was a shrewd career move to play opposite a Norfolk legend. She paid me the supreme compliment of saying I was less wooden than some of the characters she had encountered while appearing as Doris Luke in the TV soap Crossroads. I taught her all I knew. She continued to pour her talents into the Last of the Summer Wine, a pin-up in curlers, pinny and wrinkled stockings, the Sid Charisse of Homefirth, her appeal intensifying with every extra layer she put on to keep the elements and funny little men at bay. An everlasting box of chocolates, she dared you to guess where the soft centre might be. Very few of us got close enough to lift the lid and rattle the wrapping. I'll always be grateful to the adventurous Mr. Condon.
Well done, Keith.